Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back again, whether you like it or not, on a Hurts Day WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, who's smiling. Must be because it's Masters time.
No, it's because we're on camera.
Oh, we are on camera.
So I just try to come in with a smile.
Oh, smile?
Yes.
There we are. Streaming on YouTube.
Yes, there we are. What's up, Brother Spike?
Oh, what up?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Listen, last night, come on now. Little bit of adversity there.
Oh, no.
Little fight.
Oh, God.
In the fightings last night.
Yes. Big
pretty
win.
Good. Come out of there with a big win in Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
Split the first two. Knowles. No, it's not Knowles
no.
on the mound
tonight. No.
Forget about what I just said.
Jesus.
Yep. On the mound tonight. I'm loving it. Jackie Baseball. Listen. Not since opening day. MV3 hadn't went yard. Got there last night. How about Trey Bomb? Trey Bomb last night. Game winner. How about your boy?
Long-winded. Love it. Good to hear. A good recap of the game from 18 hours ago. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Big stuff down in Atlanta. And you didn't even mention Saquon Walker.
Oh. I didn't even get into Saquon. I like that.
Saquon
Walker. God. I like that.
I feel like we did this exact thing a year ago, by the way.
That was Taiwanimus.
Oh, that was Taiwanimus, right. Well, we have a big show as we always do. We welcome back Shil Kapadia at 3 o'clock today from The Ringer. Talk about the draft and the Eagles as we are 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And we are introducing a new, for the first time ever, on the WIP afternoon show, as today is the first day of the Masters, every hour, half past the hour, Ike Reese will give Masters updates.
Well, I guess I was smiling about that.
Yes. Well, we knew you'd be keeping track of the Masters anyway, so we decided to capitalize on it, and we will get half past every hour, we'll get Ike's Masters update.
I like that.
So it was a big win last night, you know, especially after they lose to the Braves 7-5 in the first game, coming back and winning the Taiwan game. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Ike, because there were a bunch of things that happened in that game. What was the biggest thing for you that you took away from that game last night?
Man, there were a lot of things that happened in that game last night, back and forth. Didn't expect to have the pitching sort of duel we had going through those first few innings, but I guess that should be expected now with Cy Young Walker on the mound. So as I'm digesting that win last night, and listen, it for a while I didn't know what it was going to turn out to be. Right? I mean, are we still complaining about the bullpen today if Trey doesn't give us the go-ahead home run last night? I know Bryce brought us from down 2-1.
Yep.
But still, like, and then we gave it right back, right, to tie the game up in the next inning.
Didn't hit a starter again. Jack predicted that we wouldn't hit that guy for the first five innings.
So I'm not going to focus on that as much. I'm going to focus on, I tell you, Spike, Fritzy, we may have something developing right before our eyes that helps us out. Everyone's concerned about the bullpen, and we need another arm. Mm-hmm. Should we trade Bohm and all those things to get the arm? And I understand that. But if Taiwan is going to pitch like this, to where he gives us five innings, five to six innings, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's going to give up one run every time he goes out there, but even if he kept it to two runs, say even three over six, man, I'm thinking about Ranger being in the bullpen, leave Taiwan in the rotation. I'm thinking later in the summer you got Andrew Painter, who's also going to come up, who could also help strengthen the bullpen. If Taiwan is going to pitch like this, man, this is a development that's happening. I don't think anyone expected. And it's a positive thing. Now, it's only two starts. I get it. It's only two starts. I'm just saying, when we're looking at solutions and things that are possible, that's what I took from last night. Taiwan Walker's second start. Maybe he's figured it out to where he can at least be a serviceable starter for us. And that's a good thing moving forward, Spike.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself on Taiwan. I look.
And maybe because the bar was so low.
But yeah, well, he hasn't given up a run.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean.
Only starter to not give up a home run yet.
Right, not any run at all. I just, the first start, I thought he was pretty good. Yesterday, I felt like I was seeing the high
glimpses
wire act
of it. Yeah.
That I saw last year. And I know, like, last year, I think his first few starts, they weren't as impressive statistically as they were these couple of starts, but we were winning the games. It was getting through the innings. Two things there. One, I just don't believe it. I'm just like, if it happens, I think we're going to have at least two more starts of him before Ranger's even ready, considering how much Ranger has to even ramp up. And I'd be surprised if we're even discussing this at that point. But if we are, then you have the added complication of Ranger being in a contract year and you're burning the guy in the bullpen and maybe you're hurting his free agency. And I know, like, we have to care mostly about the Phillies, but then when you're thinking about attracting free agents and you bury the guy as a middle reliever in his contract year after he was what he was last year, I almost think that unless Taiwan is lights out until then, I almost think you have to give Ranger that spot when he comes back. And let Taiwan go to the bullpen. I don't believe in the Taiwan thing anyway.
Yeah.
But even if he's still fine at that point, I think you got to put Ranger back in that spot. I like, Ranger was too important to the team last year, and even that playoff start where he grinded through that start where he had basically nothing left. And we're saying because Taiwan has three or four good starts, he's losing his spot in the rotation. That's tough.
Yeah, but I think the only reason. Listen, last year was last year with the pitchers that they had in place, and Taiwan was almost, they had him out there just because they had to have him out
there.
Sure,
yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. And I'm looking at our bullpen right now, and there are a lot of question marks there. This allows you to ease Ranger back in. You're talking about a back injury that you never know when it's going to flare up with Ranger and his back injury. You're probably going to have to monitor him anyway, and at least keep his innings or pitches down so that he doesn't re-injure himself. So you're really doing a I don't want to call it what we used to call the bullpen basically does the whole.
Oh, the opener thing?
Yeah, the opener. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to call it that.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah. I don't want to call it that. But I think Ranger, because he has more experience in the bullpen, is better suited to do it. And I'm sorry. I can't be concerned about Ranger Suarez's free agency. And if he and Scott Boras are so upset about his standing with the team, then you know what? Maybe we would have to move him for something. And I'm just saying, all this depends on Taiwan continuing to pitch well. If Taiwan's not pitching well, then it's a no-brainer that you're moving him out of there. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure out a way to kill two birds here. Not necessarily one stone. It's going to take two stones to kill these two birds as far as...
It's still relatively efficient. It's hard to kill a bird with a stone.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at it that way. And Taiwan right now... And here's the other thing. What does he make, $18 million a year?
He does, for this year and next year.
Him and Bryce Huff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So forget about Bryce Huff. At least, believe me, would you ever have thought Taiwan Walker's given us way more than Bryce Huff ever gave us?
In two games.
In two games. Yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah. I'm just looking at it, like, to me, and then thinking about adding Andrew Painter with that. Man, Taiwan Walker, even if he's just a five-inning pitcher that can get you there, as long as he's eating up those innings, that's something to build off of right there.
You could piggyback them, too. When Ranger came back in 2021 from his other injury, he piggybacked in the starting rotation, so they had a starter start, and then Ranger was the bulk guy. He could go Taiwan and Ranger and then save the bullpen for that day.
So basically like the opener thing, but with two guys rather than three.
Yeah, and they give you more length.
Right, right, right. Well, because it would be two guys rather than three.
Yeah. I know you're a lengthsman.
I am a lengthsman.
I'll say that's coming up later.
Yeah, and a girthsman. Yeah. Jack,
wow.
Well, 215-592-9494. What's your biggest takeaway from that game yesterday? Ike is thinking about maybe keeping Taiwan in the starting spot, bringing Ranger back as a reliever. Jack, you?
I knew Taiwanimus was too good of a name and too good of a bit to die.
Yes.
You know,
here it is. We got it back.
All you need is a little bit of a moment, Spike. That's all that matters. No, so what hit me last night is really just about how gutsy this team is. And I thought that they played sloppy two nights ago in the loss down in Atlanta. I thought they played sloppy on Saturday and bounced back, walked 11 times, got glass now out of the game. I thought they played sloppy last game against Washington. They're not letting things build, I don't think. Besides the third base situation.
Right.
Which is, we'll obviously get to.
Yeah, I still got my thing.
I know you got your thing.
Yeah.
But I think you're seeing a level of toughness that maybe wasn't exuded last year. And I think you're seeing some big players step up at big moments. I think that, you know, even Trey talking postgame, I didn't see any water being snuck up behind and dumped on him.
That would have been a night to do it.
I was waiting for
it.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Didn't see it. Bryce talked again after the game. Again, not to make too big a deal out of Bryce talking, but he's talking all the time this year.
Yep.
And I think that's really interesting. I think there's a different sense of urgency. The bullpen still walked a tightrope last night. I mean, they were trying to get two innings out of Jose Ruiz, two innings out of Joe Ross, and an inning plus out of Jose Alvarado. That's nerve-wracking. But I think you can eventually address the bullpen thing. They'll find a solution there. For the most part, I think this has been a tough team, and they keep bouncing back after sloppy performances and locking in.
All right. 215-592-9494, your biggest, observation, your feeling after last night's win. So it was a win. It was a good win. It's a win over a rival. I'm going third because my thing
you
is...
You sound so morose.
Well, it's just, it's a... Because I'm going to have a negative thing where you guys have a positive thing.
He's back.
There's my guy.
I believe in the team, by the way. The Alec Bohm thing is over. It is over. And maybe they could throw a Hail Mary, sit him down for, maybe even tell him to go home for a week or something like that. But this is what I was concerned about. What I was concerned about is his mentality affecting his play, which affects his mentality, which affects his play. And it's one thing for him to be throwing the helmet or not looking at, you know, whoever's bringing his glove out after the game or not taking ground ball, whatever, whatever little baby thing he's doing. It's one thing for that to exist. And it's another thing for a lack of production to exist. But when they're both existing at the same time, this guy is, first of all, I believe having a hard time getting over what happened this offseason with them trying to trade him. I absolutely think he is. There are certain guys who can battle back from that who are sort of tough in that way and going to turn it into, I'll show everybody. And what's happening to him is the opposite. And I just, my concern this entire time with Bohm is that this is going to build on itself and it's going to snowball and it's going to get worse and worse. And last night, he was 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts. The last strikeout, the same sort, I can understand being frustrated, but like, it's that same stuff. And his, as we're talking about this entire team being tough and this entire team being resilient and this entire team being, you know, focused and committed to this new thing at the plate and having each other's back, that guy doesn't fit right now. He doesn't fit. And he doesn't seem like he is, like, I just don't think he's built to work through this right now. And I sort of see, I know Jack has been saying, you have to make this bullpen thing last until the trade deadline and make a trade then. There are teams you could trade with now. And I think, I don't think the Bohm thing's getting fixed this year. I don't think it is. And I think every time you put him out there and every time they run him out there, his value goes down and it makes it worse. And I'm watching Alec Bohm last night and I just have absolutely no faith he's doing anything. He pops it up, beats the ball into the ground or strikes out, and he has a sort of a mini tantrum out of every single one of them. And I just don't think it's getting fixed. And it sucks because the year has started really well, right? They're what, 8-3? This year,
yeah.
Right? They're in first place by a half game.
Well, it only sucks if you focus on it.
Well, but it's there.
Well, sure, it's there. It's like with any team, you're winning. There's always areas you can improve on. Like, every player isn't playing great.
I agree with you.
So my only thing, here's my only thing. I'm not saying you're wrong or anything. Yeah. With the exception of, unless I'm getting better, I'm not moving the guy. So removing, just for the sake of removing him, I'm not at that point yet. I'm just not at that point yet. And thankfully, we got enough power and talent around him that this isn't costing them games.
But then what happens when it does?
Well, they're going to lose games throughout the course of a season, unless it costs you in the postseason.
Well, I'm not waiting for that.
Well, here's what I'm saying, Spike. Yeah. They've won. We've all said this has been the most winning era of the Phillies baseball.
Over the last...
He's been a big part of that.
Yes.
He's been a big part of it. So it's not as if they haven't won with him.
I know, but it's worse. It's just...
He's in a slump right now.
He's in a slump, and it's the other stuff.
Forget about the other stuff.
No, it's real. I believe
it's
real.
It's only real if you focus on it.
But you don't think his teammates look at that every day?
It doesn't seem like... Well, hold on. They're in first place.
Yes, but
they're... Hold on. It doesn't affect their approach at the plate. He's not rubbing off on them. Their chase rate is better. Everybody loves their approach at the plate, right? Nobody has any issues with that. So what Alec Bohm is doing isn't rubbing off on the team in a negative way. It's all I'm saying. So here's what I'm saying. If this team is good enough and built strong enough that they can sort of continue to do what they're doing, I think they can win in spite of Alec Bohm right now. The same way they won last year when Casty was terrible the first part of the season. Forget about the attitude stuff. I'm talking about production right now.
Sure.
I'm talking about production.
Sure, but can I...
Because his attitude's going to change when he starts hitting the ball better.
Unless
his attitude's going to change.
Unless his attitude... The difference between him and Casty, and they're built way different.
Of course, one guy's older and a little more grittier. We know that.
He wanted to battle through it. And Casty for...
And they let him every day, even when he struggled.
Absolutely. But I believe that... And look, I'm just guessing. We're all just guessing. I believe that his mentality is going to make it a lot harder for him to battle out of this.
And you may be right.
Right.
All I'm saying is right now, all they can do is try to massage the situation. Ostracizing him, putting him on the bench for 3 or 4 days where it basically puts him out there as he's the guy that is terrible right now versus trying to, I don't know, put a culture around him that he can sort of fight through this. And when he starts to hit the ball, everything else changes around him as far as how he handles everything. That's all I'm saying. It's actually good that the team is still winning in spite of that.
I would agree there.
Like, they're winning in spite of that. He's not causing them to get out of character, to not play well, right? They realize their teammate is struggling, and they're just going about their business trying to be supportive.
I guess what I would say is I don't want to wait until it gets to that point. Like, I would rather –
So here's the difference between you and I. You're assuming that's where it's headed.
Yes, and you're not.
I'm assuming, based on his track record and what he's done during his time in the league, that he'll fight his way out of this and start hitting the ball. That's what I'm assuming.
Sure. I hear where you're coming from on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Biggest takeaway from the Phillies. And by the way, we do have a next question today. So I don't know if you heard, a bunch of Yankees got sick after eating chicken wings. They got food poisoning.
Come on, man.
And Cody Bellinger.
Where they at? Where'd they get those wings at?
Well, probably some hoity-toity New York restaurant.
Were they on the road? Were they at home?
It's probably $38 dozen wings or whatever.
Wait, hold on. They were in Detroit. I don't know if Detroit's known for their hot wings.
Yeah, I have no idea. But so Cody Bellinger, Cody Bellinger has sworn off wings for at least 5 years after getting food poisoning from from chicken wings.
Yeah.
So
what a weird. Why just 5 years?
5 years. Well,
there's
I don't
no
know.
Way he's gonna last 5 years.
He wants to come
years.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but like, yeah. Eventually, he'll get over the food aversion
right, exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
So for next question today, what food could you never swear off? Like, what could you not live without? Jack, your terrible next question to answer. What is the one food you could not live without?
Oh, give me a moist, juicy.
Stop.
Little bit of blood.
Oh,
little
God.
Bit of pink.
Oh.
Steak. Come on, man. Like, give me a nice, well done, pink, moist.
Not well
steak. That's not well
not
done if it's
well
pink.
Done.
Well, I mean, well done.
I know
like,
what you're saying.
Like
yes.
it's
well, you said well done, and everybody else hey. Listening to us damn near crashed.
Well
I'm sure prepared.
They did.
Well prepared.
Yes. Yeah, like
and
a well done
right.
steak.
Well prepared.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, not a well done steak.
Yeah,
a well prepared
that.
Steak.
Yes, well prepared.
Oh,
steak.
My God. Were you the one ordering medium well, the fake temperature when we were in New Orleans? I forget who was doing
no,
that.
No, that wasn't me.
Maybe
yeah.
that was Elliot?
No, me.
Oh, well, medium well is not a thing.
Well, it is for me.
Okay.
No, I remember.
Well, some people's medium is a little bit too medium for me.
Okay, but then that's medium rare.
It depends on the restaurant. I'm
yes,
not going to call out
does.
Any names.
It does,
so
it
I'm
does.
Just I'm
yeah.
just basically saying there's an eye test I go through.
Sure,
and
sure.
I'm like,
sure.
yeah, I don't mind it being pink. I just don't want it. I don't need it bleeding.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yes,
still
right.
kicking a little bit.
Yes,
you don't,
I don't,
you don't
that.
Want that?
No.
Ike, the food that you couldn't live without?
Steak is a good one, Jack. That's a man's choice.
Yes, right?
Yeah,
Spike.
Wait till you get to mine.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, chicken is an obvious one. But that comes in so many different forms.
Yeah, I think you
yes.
would have to give us a specific
yeah,
kind.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I can't live without. I'm going to have to go with ribs.
Oh, you're a ribsman. You could
yeah.
not, even if you got totally sick on ribs, you would go back to it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
Well, unless it's a McRib.
Well, that's not a real
McRibs,
rib.
McRibs, yes.
That's
I,
not a real
I
rib.
I don't... Not to be disparaging
yes.
anywhere.
Yeah,
yes,
right,
I don't
right.
eat.
Yeah. That doesn't seem
yes.
like an Ike
yes.
sandwich. Yeah. Doesn't seem like an Ike sandwich.
Yes, ribs. And whether it's baby back or spare.
Okay. So,
yes.
well, I mean, mine isn't going to be...
Every once in a while, a beef rib. Not real big on the beef ribs.
Mine's not going to have the same.
Yeah,
what
well,
ass yeah, answer is going to be?
Well, it's chunky peanut butter.
Sick.
I love peanut
wow,
butter.
Awesome.
I eat peanut butter every day. I can't go without peanut butter. Every once in a while.
Do you eat peanut butter every day?
Every day with a spoon after lunch.
Wow.
I bring peanut butter in. I eat it straight up with a spoon. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter every single day of my life. It is the one, and you know, oatmeal I like. There's a lot of other things I like.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Cannot give up on peanut butter. Love peanut butter. That is the one food I can't live without. All right, 215-592-9494. The one
yeah, I've
thing.
Never seen you eat peanut butter, I don't think.
Oh, you've seen it, right, Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always
celery?
Have the jar.
He brings his own little jar. No, it's not like Ben. Remember Ben's lunch
yeah,
was...
Yeah, with the celery. That was hummus.
Celery
and
hummus. Yeah, yeah. No, I eat it straight out of the jar.
Okay.
Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Mark. Hey, how's it going?
Oh,
whoa. How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up?
Sorry about that. No, I'm in the Enterprise. I'm waiting to get picked up. I'm a little stranded.
Oh, they'll pick you up.
My way back up. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stranded.
They'll leave the light on for you.
Yep. No, that's not Enterprise.
Yeah, but this... All right, Spike. I caught that now.
Yeah.
Well, that was Fritz.
Yeah.
But look, man, yeah, this thing about bone, man, this guy. I look, I'm like you. My patience is really short with him, because see, here's the thing. It's one thing about his attitude, but the other thing is his refusal to buy in at being patient and at the plate. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him and why he seems as though he doesn't feel as though he needs to conform. And this is the thing that really bothers me about him. But I get what you're saying about him. I don't want to bench him right now because that would shatter his
I mean,
ego.
You can bench him for a day. I just don't know how long you can keep him on the bench.
Right. Well, when Sosa needs to play, they need to get Sosa in there
sure.
and play when it's warranted.
I agree.
Here's the thing. If he doesn't shape up, if he doesn't get his act together, he needs to be gone by the trade deadline, because the other thing – here that I'm concerned about is with the Phillies, with the bench, you know, as those pitchers. I mean, they could arrange a deal and maybe get something going to where they can get him, maybe get a prospect or get someone, get a trade to get him out of there, because we got adequate replacements for him He won't be missed, as far as I'm concerned.
Are you talking about Bohm?
Yeah.
Well, who's our adequate replacement?
Sosa.
Say again?
Well, defensively, he
yeah,
is.
Sosa. Yeah,
he can,
yeah, Sosa.
Well,
not offensively.
He can certainly hit better than a .125.
Absolutely. Well, that's to assume he's going to hit a .125 the rest of the year. He's been a .275 hitter pretty much his whole career.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been pretty consistent.
Meanwhile, Sosa's never batted more than .255.
Yeah, I just don't think that the difference between Sosa and Bohm at the plate is that big a deal at this point.
When both are at their best?
Well, I don't think that's what I have
to assume. I'm not assuming the worst. I'm saying at their best, Bohm is the better player at
yes.
the plate.
Yeah, at the plate, he's the better player the at his best. Yes.
Yeah, and that's to your point. And that's the reason why, like I'm saying here, is his grace period is to the trade deadline because despite his stats, you know, he falls flat in the playoffs anyway. It's just time to move on from him if he doesn't get himself together psychologically. I don't know.
Okay.
Bruce.
I mean, that's my whole point. So,
Bruce, for next question today, tell us something. Give us a food you couldn't live without.
Seafood.
Well, that is not. You're going to have to dial in a little bit. Imagine if somebody said land food.
Oh, crabs.
Crabs. Yeah,
no,
okay.
No, I'll say crabs.
Is that
snow crabs?
Yeah, is it like
crab legs?
Blue crabs.
There you go.
Okay. Blue crabs.
Lock in, Bruce.
Yeah.
See, yeah, they're a pain in the ass.
That was my thing when I ate that stuff. Crabs just seem like too much work.
Yeah, that's why I like the legs better.
Yeah, the Alaskan king crab legs. You just do the one.
Oh, snow crabs.
Yes.
I don't even the king crabs. I don't want the spikes on them.
Yeah.
I just want the legs.
Yeah.
When I did it.
You're a legsman?
I was a legs and clawsman.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you're into that.
Yeah.
And the feet.
Yeah. Like, but the same, like, crab cakes are a smidge overrated. I don't know.
Crab cakes?
Yeah, yeah, a smidge.
No, it depends on where you get them.
Well, my thing was always, like, people would be like, it's all crab in there instead of filling. And I'm like, well, then it's not a crab cake. Then it's just a pile of crab. Don't you need the filling to make it a crab cake?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're like, it's 95% crab. I was like, well, that's not a cake.
Get some good crab cake out there, Fritz.
It's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
again, it's fine. I just think that people act like it's like this big delicacy.
Oh.
And I don't view it in that light. It's not a steak. It's not even lobster. Like, lobster is better than crab.
Now, it's funny. I don't think I've ever had lobster other than like lobster macaroni and cheese.
Oh, you've never had lobster?
I don't think like the real lobster.
Lobster mac and cheese is awesome.
I'm not a big lobster tail guy.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
You ever have a lobster roll?
I've had lobster roll, yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had lobster, but it's already out of the shell and everything else.
You haven't done the whole thing with the bib.
Yeah,
and the butter
and
the cracker or whatever. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, the very first edition of the Ike Reese Masters Update.
Oh.
Oh, and we will talk a little NFL draft. And to you, what is the biggest thing you took away from the Phils win last night? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's rather extraordinary, so your bus's commentary, a literary genius and a superior beat creator have come together, and we made a musical composition which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors that's empty. You want to dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with a brand new funk.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You are just moments away from a first-time segment on the WIP Afternoon Show. We're all very excited.
Ike Nance over there.
But yes. Before we get to it, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's, as you know, is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply at marks-jewelers.com. The question, should the Phillies put Ranger in the bullpen when he gets back and keep Taiwan in the rotation? Ike, what do you think the response is to that? Yes or no?
This is a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's already the perception with Taiwan is there.
Yeah.
Not sure everybody's buying the first two starts.
Right.
But it makes sense.
And Ranger did struggle the second
right?
half of last year.
So it makes sense. So I'm going to go, this one is a little tough. I'll go 55-45 in favor of keeping Taiwan as a starter and Ranger in the bullpen.
Oh, you were on a good streak.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 60% say no, 40% say yes. You had to flip it around.
I had to flip the other way.
Yeah.
People not buying Taiwan?
Not yet.
Not yet. Probably Saiwan. Need one more start.
Yeah, for Saiwan. Saiwan. Not only the only Philly starter not to give up a home run, the only Philly starter not to give up a run.
A run.
He hasn't given up a run in his two starts.
Yeah.
So 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phones on the Phils, as you know, today begins a tradition unlike any other, and the WIP Afternoon Show begins a tradition unlike any other.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Wow. Quick Masters update?
That's pretty nice, fellas.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm impressed with you with the whole tradition unlike any other.
Oh, come on. I'm informed.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
So, I got to do this in my Jim Nance voice.
There you go.
Yes. The Masters is off to a great start. The majority of the field is out on the course right now. Everyone has teed off. And I will tell you, two-time champion Scottie Scheffler finished up pretty strong today. Well, he's not finished just yet, but he's finishing up strong right
now.
Wow. 3 under in fourth place.
All right.
Wow. It's a good snap. He did not get arrested.
No, he did not get arrested.
Right. That's great. Wasn't his fault last time, anyway.
Of course not.
Not his fault. A couple other big names on the board.
Yes.
How about Colin Morikawa, two-time champion?
Don't get too excited. Keep it low.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. Yes. He's in fifth place right now. Some of the LIV golfers who are former major champions, like Bryson DeChambeau, off to a good start today. He's at 2 under also in fifth place.
Wow.
So right now, listen, Augusta is playing like it normally does. It's tough, but not as tough as some expected. I mean, 4 under as the lead on the first day is a pretty good score to start off the weekend at Augusta.
It's a tough walk, Ike.
It is a tough walk. People wondering, will Rory McIlroy be able to complete the career Grand Slam? He's a favorite in this tournament this week.
Oh, wow.
Only behind Scottie Scheffler. Rory right now, 1 under. Through 4 holes, 12th place. So looking good.
It's a good start for Rory.
Looking good.
This sounds a lot like whatever I imagine the quiet storm from Ike to sound like at night.
So here's the thing. Corey Connors is leading the Masters right now at 4 under.
Right.
I did not mention Corey Connors.
Yeah. How could we forget Corey Connors? Yes.
He's out there.
Wow.
I tell you, star-studded field. First day. Be interesting to see who gets out to an early lead, but tomorrow is really the day where the moves come at Augusta.
Oh, golf clap for Ike. I like Ike golf. Golf.
Ooh, I like golf. Oh, it's the way. Game for me.
Yes,
Ike. I like golf.
Just to throw in one little nugget, personal nugget here, yes. As a personal interest.
Oh, like there's
Ike, this weekend's Masters.
Ike Carton over here.
Ludvig Åberg,
our boy.
Yeah,
the Åberg. Speed. The speed. They say
the speed. Even right now through four.
Okay,
he's got to pick it up.
Four. All right. Yeah. Some would say +2,000. Okay. Great job, guys. Ike, you'll get your next Ike Masters update in 1 hour, 30 past every hour today. And if it goes well, we'll bring it back tomorrow. I already love it. I want to do it when the Masters isn't even going on. All right.
The Valero Open. Yeah. Check in with Ike Reese.
Thank you.
215-592-9494. Anthony in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how's everyone doing this afternoon?
Oh, jeez.
What's up, Ant?
Yep.
Hey, not too much. That was pretty quick. I didn't know if there was a delay or anything there.
Nope.
All right. But I'm thinking maybe Mr. Bone just needs a copy of Inner Excellence. I'm not sure if anyone said that before or what.
A copy of Inner Excellence
might
help, Alex.
That might not be a bad idea.
I think maybe a meeting between AJ and Alex Bohm might not be a bad idea.
Dude, if we saw Bohm in a dugout with a book.
Oh. We would slaughter that guy.
Are we going to slaughter him?
Well, when AJ does it, it's the greatest.
Yeah. Well, it is the greatest when AJ does it. Now, if Bohm's doing it because Hurts is not throwing him the ball, then I'm fully in favor of it. But otherwise, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And I don't know. Maybe at the end of the day, not everybody's built to play here, you know. Some places you can do that. You can struggle and sort of have little tantrums all over the place, and the fans aren't on every single move, you know.
Sure.
And we are here. Anthony, give us for next question today. Give us a food you couldn't live without.
I'm gonna let my inner child show a little bit, and I'm gonna say cereal.
You're gonna have to give us.
Cereal. Give me.
I think he's got to pick a cereal.
Yeah, give me a cereal.
I think you got to pick
a
cereal.
A little too vague there.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with Lucky Charms. Ugh, the worst ones for you.
Yeah.
You couldn't live without Lucky Charms?
How old are you?
I'm actually 36, but that was just the most recent one I ate. Actually, I ate some like good for you stuff from like Trader Joe's. Like,
oh, all right.
Well, cereal's really good for you.
Yeah. Oh wow, there's it.
Sorry,
Raisin Bran or Chex,
full of sugar.
That's the purpose of eating cereal.
Yeah, well, it really is, the end of the day.
Yeah, why else would I eat it if it wasn't sugar?
I do like cereal. My problem always with cereal is, first of all, you look at what the serving size is and then the size of the bowl you eat. It's like three servings. But, like, I could eat 17 bowls of cereal.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm never full from a bowl of cereal.
Oh, really?
Never. Never. Yeah, maybe.
What type of milk you use?
Almond milk.
Oh, okay.
But it's milk, you know.
I grew up drinking whole milk.
Yeah.
I'm not anymore. I'm just saying I grew up drinking whole milk.
More of
a lactate 2% milk guy now.
Oat milk is the heavier of the plant-based milks or whatever.
Okay.
The only cereal I don't think I could eat 100 bowls of, you remember Grape Nuts?
Yeah.
Grape Nuts is like eating gravel.
That's terrible. Yeah. Grape Nuts.
They give you a heavy belly there.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I just could eat bowl after bowl after bowl.
Smacks.
Yes.
Pops.
There you go.
The corn pops.
There you go.
Honeycombs.
There you go.
Frankenberries.
There you go.
Was that the Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
Booberry.
Booberry, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I was never a big fan of...
you were thinking Count Chocolate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was never a big fan of that. Is that
the chocolate cookie
Crisp or whatever?
Well, Cookie Crisp is a completely different cereal. It's just like little cookies.
That's the one I'm thinking of, though. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Golden Grahams is always my favorite.
Golden
cereal.
Grahams.
Number one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Is a good one.
Man, Cinnamon Toast.
And the milk afterwards.
Yes.
Come on.
That's the best part.
Well, let me tell you the best part of sex.
What a segue.
Is doing it?
Well, really is. You know, but the best part, you want your best part to be the best, right? And Blue Chew is going to help you get there. We know you're not always at your best, and it's okay. You don't have to admit it to us, like, publicly, right?
But she knows.
She knows, and you know, and you're going to be more confident with Blue Chew. She's going to have a better time.
Yep.
More confident. Better time means it happening more. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy, and all you had to do was go to BlueChew.com. Yeah. And thanks to WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Jack, and I all got together.
Yep.
And we said, why don't we do this?
Yeah.
Why don't we pay for their first month of Blue Chew?
because we're good guys.
I'm
okay with that.
Make
people
it free.
People helping people.
Yes. So you're going to go to BlueChew.com. You're going to use code 94. Your first month's going to be free. You're only going to pay for shipping. We're not covering the shipping, like Jack's book, but we are going to cover the first month. It's
and
only
again,
gonna be
with
five
that, months. I'm going to hand a lot of them in person.
Yes. There you go. Blue Chew is chewable rather than a normal pill that you have to swallow. There's an advantage. As far as like the ingredients in it, it's the same as Viagra and Cialis and Levitra and Staxin. It's all made here in the United States, so it's cheaper, Jack, because...
There's no tariffs.
No tariffs, so it's cheaper, and it's shipped directly to you. So this whole thing is online. No doctor's appointments, I
none.
Who needs a doctor's appointment?
Yeah, imagine Ike walking in there.
Yes.
You know, everyone's like, oh my God, there he is. Doesn't have to deal with that.
Yeah,
what are you here for? What are you here for?
Yeah, yep. You don't want to deal with that. And then you don't want to go to the pharmacy waiting in line, some old lady, you know, she's...
Giving you the stink eye.
You say, what are you in line for now? Because they ship it directly to you in a...
discreet package.
There you go.
Hard
package.
There you go. So what I
is
want
that
you...
in there, by the way? Is it a hard package?
No, I know because it came in the mail.
Everything's hard about Blue Chew.
It is a hard package.
Yeah, it's one of those envelope, those stiff envelopes.
Yeah.
Wow. Hard, stiff.
There you go.
Yeah.
Discreet.
It's hard to bend.
Do this. No, you absolutely don't want any bending
don't
going
bend
on.
It. No. Don't bend it. Don't bend it. Go to get in the ER.
Again, you just go to BlueChew.com, meet with one of their licensed medical providers. It's really like a 3-minute process. So not the getting the Blue Chew is the 3-minute process.
Well, 3 minutes is perfectly fine.
It is.
Mm-mm, not
it
with is. These.
Yeah. BlueChew.com, code 94. Your first month is going to be free. And then you can
chew it and do it.
I have to apologize to Justin every once in a while because I'm mostly a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get tired and I sit down and I screw up the YouTube when I do that.
Oh, I thought you meant like you're a stand-up guy.
No. I'm not one of those. I just stand up a lot.
He's a stand-up guy.
215-592-9494. Oh, hi, Chuck. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Hey, fellas. Hey, listen. Ike, you sound pretty good, man. I like that about you. That master.
The master.
Oh, yes. It's a tradition unlike any other.
He doesn't even need the Bluetooth.
Yeah, he sounded like the old WDAS dude on Quiet Storm, Tony Brown. You know what I mean? I started falling asleep behind the wheel when he was talking. But listen, Jack, you know what? Jack Fritz can kiss my ass.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
What happened?
You don't think I didn't hear that yesterday? You know, that stock down watch? Yeah, I heard that.
I forgot about
some are agreeing with him, Jack.
Let me say this, Spike. You know what I mean? Even though when he said that, you know, I was like, all right, maybe my stock is a little down. Let me say, the names he put in front of me, I felt like Mike Schmidt. Felt like when Allen Iverson was the go-to boy. Like, really? Okay, Andrews?
Well, he was behind you. He was behind you.
But his stock is up.
But you did say his stock was up.
Oh, well, but Chuck, here's the difference between the okay, Andrews got a very low bar. Look. He's barely jumping. He's doing like
stand tall, Jack, on your statement to the Chuck stock is down.
Well, it's down a little bit, but like again, your stock versus okay,
Don
Andrews.
King over here.
Yeah. Okay, Andrews going from zero. It's like Taiwan Walker's first two starts.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like you're Zach Wheeler.
That's the way to recover.
You're
I
saying
like
Chuck
that.
Is like NVIDIA stock. It's very valuable, even though if it's a little, you don't even know what that
what
is.
What the hell are you talking
Sorry.
About?
Sorry.
Say at least Enron or
you,
something.
You say Enron?
What is NVIDIA?
Enron is not even a company anymore.
Well, they are back. I don't know if you saw
it's
that.
It's a different company.
I'm trying to use references from your day and age.
My day and age? You
the
said
90s.
The tariff thing. You don't even know what NVIDIA is? Apple stock. How about that?
Thank Did you. You. Grow you. Up.
All right. Chuck?
Yeah, I'm a little upset about that. You know what I mean? I'm calling radio racism, man. All the black callers stock was down.
Oh,
that's a good
way to
point.
Call it out, Chuck. Way to call it out.
Wow.
I missed that.
And then Spike even tried to throw Rios in. All
Earth.
No.
Yeah,
I just asked about Rios. I was not throwing Rios in there.
You better be with us, too, Ike.
Oh, I'm with you now that you brought it up. I didn't recognize it, though.
Wow.
I did not see it at first.
I always knew Jack. I always had my eye on Jack. I always knew he, you know what I mean? Undercover. You know what I mean? Let me stop. I'm good.
Yeah, don't do that.
Listen, though.
Yes.
You know, what I take out of yesterday's game is that it's as simple as this. And Jack, you know, you don't like my baseball knowledge because I speak the truth. Okay? What I'm saying is this. Wherever Bryce Harper goes, that's where the Phillies go. That's what I took out of yesterday's game. Without Bryce Harper, this team stinks, and you know it, except for Wheeler and Ranger. Those two guys showed me something in the playoffs, so I give them a pass.
Schwarber.
The rest of those guys suck. all of them, each and every last one of them stink. You know what I mean? And Bryce
big home run by Trey last night, Chuck.
Trey Turner stinks, and you know it. He's going to go in the dumps right when it counts every year like he always do it.
Alec Bohm, 317 hitter in the playoffs.
He's the invisible man. Alec Bohm's the invisible man. And, you know, and you think about it, it's this, right? You don't like what I say about the Phillies because I come at them because they haven't done nothing. You know what I mean? They're just good to watch during the summer, drink beer, smoke a cigar, eat a hot dog. That's it. Then come October, what they do, they wet the bed like they always do.
Most postseason wins in baseball the last 3 years.
What that's accomplished, Jack.
I know.
What that accomplished? You know what they did against the Mets? You know,
they laid down like dogs.
Yeah, laid down like dogs. Spike, Ike.
You know what's wild?
Yes.
Their record with and without Harper since he got here, basically same win percentage.
Hey, Spike, you can say what you want to say, Spike. It's just the eye test. The eye test shows that the playoffs, you know, when things
Spike doesn't have that.
It matters. You know, these guys.
I'm not saying he's not important, but a baseball player can't be that important, as important as you're making
him.
Because he only hits four times a game. Look, I agree with you, but you're saying as Bryce Harper goes, the Phillies go. That's not true. Bryce Harper had like an 1100 OPS in the Mets series last year, and they lost in four games. It isn't just as Bryce Harper goes, the Phillies go. It's not true.
Joel Embiid should request a trade.
All right. There it is.
All right. Nah, you're an idiot.
There it is.
Look, Chuck, Jack was right. If you're going to call about baseball all the time, I love you. You can't just pivot to Joel Embiid when you don't know what you're talking about.
Have you noticed, by the way, I was going to do a top five on this, but it's only really one thing.
Yeah.
When people get mad at you, it always turns to the Sixers. We had very nice people that came and sat in today.
Oh, yeah.
And
that friggin' guy.
He went to the Sixers on Spike?
Well, remember, he was like, Spike, why don't you fix your league?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, he asked me, he was like, you're being tough on Alec Bohm. You know, it's hard to hit a baseball. I was like, I understand it's hard to hit a baseball. I'm comparing him to other players who play baseball. And he's like, why don't you fix it to the NBA?
You get blamed for everything about the NBA and the Sixers.
Yeah.
So good.
I didn't do it. The NBA is in a bad place.
But you got an answer for it.
Yeah, well, but I didn't create it.
Oh,
you
know?
No.
And the problem with baseball, I wish baseball was as Bryce Harper goes, the Phillies go. Because the Phillies would have won a World Series by now if it was as Bryce Harper goes, the Phillies go.
Fair.
It's just that that's the problem with baseball is that it's why, you know, think about this. The Angels had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on the same team.
Right. Didn't even make the playoffs, let alone win a World Series.
Right. Like that's the tough part is that it takes everybody.
What happened to that rule if they were thinking about voting on, what was it called?
Oh, the golden at bat.
It was
just a concept. I don't think they even thought about.
Okay.
The next baseball rule that will happen is I bet next year the challenge the ball strike thing is going to happen like they had in spring training this year. I bet that happens next
year.
I like
the idea of the golden at bat.
I love the golden at bat idea. Because
that way you can say the team goes as Bryce Harper goes.
I mean, can you imagine the legacies that could be built or crushed based on a clutch at bat when you get called in for the golden at bat? Oh, my God, it would be incredible.
I actually like that.
I love the idea of, could you imagine if one-time Topper, like, I don't know, he takes Weston Wilson over Kyle Schwarber because Weston Wilson's right-handed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, or something like that. I don't think he would do that, but
I know what you're saying,
there's
though.
Some manager that would look at matchups.
A little
matchups.
Bit more intrigue to the, it adds to the game.
Yeah. I love Chuck. I just like.
Oh, Chuck.
I want to talk about baseball.
Don't worry about it. That was fine, man. Yeah. Nah, Chuck's fine.
Deep breath. Starts yelling at me about Joel Embiid.
Fine. Barely yelled at you.
Yeah.
Well, you gave him the quick hook. That's what you did it, right?
You get him out of there.
I don't want to do this today. Your stock is down. What I mean, I'm pumping and dumping you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about stuff.
If I hadn't heard that in another context before, I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right. Get into a little birds next. We will continue to talk about the Phils, 215-592-9494. But we are 2 weeks from today away from the NFL draft and the Philadelphia Eagles. The return of Shiel Kapadia to the WIP afternoon show is next.
I'll ask you about all that stuff. You know, if they have to replace all these guys that they lost in the draft, should they keep all the picks? Should they trade up? All that stuff. That is coming up next with Shield. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.